Time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Landry Anderson with the Price City Youth Council. And it's getting close to the end of the school year, and that really means that Landry is going to say goodbye to the Price City Youth Council. But that also means that we're looking for new blood on the Price City Youth Council. So Landry's coming in. We're going to talk with her about some of the things that she's done as a part of the Youth Council, maybe some of the things that were her favorite things that she's done on the Youth Council, and then the process and what you'll need to do if you are interested or want to be a part of the Price City Youth Council. So Landry, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having me, Dave.
Now, you're always the one that calls and says, hey, I need to talk with you about this, or we've got this coming up, and all those kinds of things. But this one's got to be kind of a bittersweet thing for you, because this kind of marks the end of your time as a member of the Price City Youth Council, doesn't it?
Yeah, this will be my end of the term as public relations.
So let's talk about what the Price City Youth Council does, and maybe some of the projects that you've done that have been fun. What is the function of the Youth Council?
So the function of the Youth Council is to be youth leaders in our community, and we focus on planning and participating in service projects and service events happening.
And, you know, some of the big things you guys do have brought the Easter egg hunt back, and you do that every year, and you have all these different projects. One of your pet projects, I know, was the rocks and the cancer walk and those kinds of things. Do you have one out of all of them that has been like your favorite that you enjoy doing and that you had a lot of fun doing?
I mean, it's biased, but I would definitely say my Go Gold project, because you really get to see the kind of impact you have on the community and the type of people you get to meet. It really blows you away.
And that's the cancer walk one, is it not?
Yes.
Okay. And so you guys do these things, and I think the greatest thing about the Youth Council is that, you know what, you are set up just like regular government. You have a mayor, you have council members, and everything like that. And then they come out and come up with different ideas and projects that they want to do. And I think one of the greatest things is that once a person decides this is the project that I want to do and they say, okay, let's do it, you can then go out and have your friends come in. They don't have to be a part of it. And I think that's great. And I would imagine that that's a main function, too, of the Youth Council, is just to get the youth involved in the city. Is that kind of what you guys are going for when you do those kinds of things?
Yeah, you get involved with all kinds of organizations, and you can bring your friends in, and you get a lot of support from the community. So you really are just involved with tons of people outside of the council.
And as I said, you guys do the Easter egg hunt. You do the cancer walk. You are in charge of really, I think you guys are really in charge of the opening ceremonies for the Christmas tree regalia. Is that correct as well?
That's correct. And we do a fall festival. We try to stay involved throughout the entire year.
So they are looking for new blood. So let's talk about if someone wants to be on the Youth Council, what are some of the criteria that they have to have?
So you need to be an active member in our community and want to be able to be a person to reach out and to be involved. So you'll fill out an application, and on there you'll state your GPA and extracurricular activities that you're involved in. And that just kind of helps with the deciding process.
And you're looking for what age groups? Are we talking like, you said incoming freshman to senior next year?
Is yep.
So you're looking for anything in those age groups. And then, so you go on and you said that there's posters up and they just scan the QR code on it?
Yep, so there's flyers at Carbon High.
Okay, so they go up and then they scan that, and then what comes next?
So it's a Google form with all the information for the application process. And there's a lot of questions that you'll fill out just general on the basis on the Google form. And then at the end of the form, you can pick a time that you prefer to schedule an interview. And that's where most of the decision is made.
And they're going to have a face-to-face interview, like you said. And who's going to be part of the interview process?
So it will be our seniors from this year's council and Mayor Michael Koryanis.
So that is really all that you need to do. If you want to be involved, if you have a son or a daughter that may want to be involved as well, you know what? Get to them to do this and get them involved in the government of Price City. It's really neat how they do things, and they try and keep things centered around the youth and come up with great activities and things for them to do. So before we leave, Landry, I'm going to give you a moment to kind of, you know, wrap up and talk about some of the things that you're going to take away from being on the Price City Youth Council, because you said how many years?
This is my third year.
So let's talk about how many years, the years that you've been on there, and kind of what you're going to take away from it.
So definitely one takeaway that I have is that you shouldn't be afraid to use your voice and to start a project. Don't be afraid to reach out for help within the community, because you're always going to have people supporting you. And then you can learn, you learn a lot about yourself and about each other, and ways that you can just have a positive impact and an influence and be a voice for others that may not have that influence.
All right. So once again, if you're interested in being a member of the Price City Youth Council, you got to run up to the Carbon High School if you're not a student there already. If you're an incoming freshman, you'll have to make plans and get up there. There are posters. You just scan the QR code, fill out the Google document, pick the day that you want to have your interview, and that's all. They'll take care of the rest of it for you. Landry, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate the time.
Thank you, Dave.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.